Now we start in the Mishnah Dav Zayin. In the first Mishnah Nideh, so he had a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel and the Chacham, and we pasuk like the Chacham. So Shammai says, "Kol anoshim dayim shayit." In other words, this is Gavi Tarazon, not Gavi Bayit. If a Nishe was Bidekis and she saw down, so we don't contaminate the Taras that she handled before the Bidek, because she has a Chazok. Now we see that she's a Nida. So we assume that she became a Nida now. Chazok Niko. Just as Ligabi Bailo, I mean, so we don't not Rishish. Maybe she was a Nida before. Now, because you will end the Chazok as Ligabi Taras also. But Hill says, Mipkida Lipkida, Batil Yom Nar. We mitame, in other words, if a woman made a Bdike, let's say on Monday, and then she was clean. Then on Friday she made a bdike and she was not clean. So according to Hillel, all the tara she handled between Monday and Friday are tom. Chachom meimri midrabon ligabetar. Chachom meim loyki divrizev loyte vize elameis leis mimayetes al yad mipkida lipkide. So Chachomim say that we are all mitame limafreya 24 hours. So if she made the bdike on Monday and she was clean, and she made the bdike on Friday morning and she was not clean, we only mitame the tara she handled within the 24 hours prior from Thursday morning. That's, and we pass like Chachom. That mitame ligabi taras mitame in afreya only misleis. Now here in the second Mishnah, we have the Mishnah says Rav Lezer imeir arba noshim dayon shait. But there are four women who are becheskas mitzulekes dam. So then we are not mitame the taras l'mafreya misleis, but dayon shait. Who are the four women? Psula. Psula means that she's young and she did not start menstruating it. And then for the first time she started to have the period. So then she's not mitame limafreya meisles. Because since it's the first time that she started to menstruate, so we don't not chishish, maybe she had a discharge of dam before and it was retained in the Beis Achitz. Abon Noshim Dayi Shaito, Psulo, Mulberes, a pregnant woman usually does not have the period. So if she did have the period, we are not mitame the Taras Mafreya. Miko Uskeino, a nursing woman, or an elderly woman, because they are these four categories of women, psulam, beres, mikos, keino, are becheskas mishrokizah. Omar Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yeshua, ani lo shamati le psula. In other words, a young girl who hasn't menstruated before, and now she started to menstruate for the first time, so she's not mitame l'mafreya. Aval alochet Rablezer. In other words, alochet is like, even though Rabbi Yeshua only mentioned psulo, he didn't mention the other three categories of moberes, nikos, keino, but alochet is like Rablezer, that all the four categories, so it's dainsha. Izeu psulo kol shalioaso dam mimomel. Afropisha nisua. If she hadn't menstruated. She hadn't menstruated before, and now she menstruated for the first time. So that's called the psula. Psula's domi. Muberes. What is muberes? Mishe yivoda ubro. If it became known that she is muberes, miniko, until when is she considered as a miniko, achetigmil is no. In other words, until she wins the baby. So as long as she keeps on nursing the baby, she has a being of a miniko. But the moment she wins the baby, so then she's not considered a miniko, and then if she sees dam, so she's mitamei limafreya meislet. Nos nobno leminiko, gomalte yoimeis. Suppose she didn't win the baby. The baby is still nursing, but she gave it away to another woman. Or nos nobno leminiko. But suppose she win the baby. Gomalte oimeis. She win the baby, or the baby died. So Rav Meir Meir mitamo meisleis. So Rav Meir says mitamo meisleis. V'chachom imemrim dayoshait. So what does it mean dayoshait? But the baby died already. She win the baby, or she gave it away to another woman. So she is not nursing the baby anymore. Why should she be dayoshaito? So the Gemara explains it. The question is, why do we say that a miniko is becheskas mislekes dam? So one mandoma says because dam neka avinim tzacholof, that the dam becomes transformed into milk. So, somimele, it depends upon the fact that she's nursing. But if she stopped nursing, for whatever reason, whether because the baby was weaned, because the baby died, or because she turned over the baby to another woman, if she stopped nursing, so then we can say, dam nekab nim tzachol. And then, the Chachom says another time, because as a result of giving birth, so there is a change is wrought in her system. And that interferes with the regular menstrual process. Matter of fact, I heard from someone, he said, that, I mean, it seems to be Machleges Mitzias, that both are true. As far as the Mitzvah is concerned. In some women, so it is. Now, what does it mean, Dam Nekab Nim Tzacholov? What does Dam Nekab Nim Tzacholov mean? It doesn't mean that the blood, mamish, changes into milk, Chas V'Shalom. But it means the same hormones, and this is a scientific fact, the same hormones that control, that are responsible for menstruation, are also responsible for production of milk. The same hormones, the same glands that are responsible for menstruation process, are also responsible for the production of milk. Some male, that's only shayach, as long she nurses, but she stopped nursing, not. And some women, so the menstruation is withheld as long as they nurse. But in some women, so the birth brings about a change in the system, and then it stops the menstruation for a certain time. As a matter of fact, Dr. Handler. So he once delivered a lecture and he said that in the American and the European women, so what Meir says is the mitzvah. In the Mexican and South American women, so what the Chachamim say. But it's not, I mean, the question is, what was the Takonis Chachamim? So this is the machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir in Mitam Yisrael, Chachamim Dai Shaito. Izeus Keino, that we say that is Dai Shaito, Kol Shofro, Leo, Shol Shenei, Somuchel Ziknos. In other words, if when she attains the elderly age, what is considered elderly age? What is considered elderly age? So the Gemara discussed it. After Seichah Doma Shavuot Tzivka, so Omer Rav Yudah Kol Shechavri Sela Eimris Olel Eskeni. If the friends say she's not young, V'Rav Shimon Eimeir Kol Shekirlin Imo Imo V'in Beisho V'in Makpedes. In other words, if she's so old that when people refer to her as mom, so then she doesn't get insulted. If you refer to a young woman, mom, only if a child will call her mom, okay. But somebody else will call her mom, she'll get insulted. But an elderly woman, if you call her mom, so she will not get insulted. A very old woman, even if you call her grandma, I mean somebody else, not a grandchild, will not get insulted. So in other words, the question is, what are spirits, where she has youthful spirits or not? It's a psychological test, rather than a physical test. In other words, so what is Somoch Ziknoso? Kol Shechavisel Imris Olel Eskeinu. So according to Rav Yudeh, that the criterion is Kol Shechavisel Imris Olel Eskeinu, that could be a physical test. But according to Rav Shimon, who says that Kol Shechkir Lo Yimo Yimo Vein Beisho, it's a psychological test. Anyway, so Ezeu Skeino, which kind of Skeino do we say that if she sees down, so it's Dayo Shaito, only if 3 periods have passed and she didn't have the period. Shalashinis, what means Shalashinis? Of Shleishin Yein. In other words, that's the inability. Because the average woman has the period every 30 days. So here he talks of 3 average periods. Kosher Ovul or Shalashinis, that means 90 days. Samuch Liziknos. So if 90 days has passed by a woman who is already somuch liziknos, in other words, she already in spirit, she's already old, she's not youthful, she doesn't react when she's called mom by other people who are not her children, and in addition she omitted 3 periods in 90 days, so, and then after omitting 3 periods, so she had a period, so is Dayashat. But suppose a young woman who omitted 3 periods and then she had a period, so is Mitam Yisrael. But Rabbezer says, Rabbezer in a kol yishosho of war or sholishin is Dayashat. In other words, by skeino, so even without missing 3 anis, so if she has the period, by a shaito. But if a woman missed 3 anis, then any woman, even a young woman, but if for some reason she missed 90 days, she didn't have the period, and then she had the period, so then is Dayashat. So מתחבר סיים לכל איש שובר ושובר שני, זה הישה איתו. רבי איסי ממובס וניקו שופו עלים שולשי נזדה ישייתון. רבי איסי סד מובס וניקו שופו עלים שולשי נזדה ישייתון. In other words, not as makil as Mestor. Meir is the biggest makil. He says, he holds that Muberes Miniko, the four categories of women, even without missing Freinis. So is the Ishait. And Rabbi Yisi says, if a woman missed Freinis and then she had a period, then is the Ishait, even if she's a young woman. But Rabbi Yisi says, no. In a regular woman, a young woman, if she missed Freinis and then she had a period, it's not the Ishait. But Muberes Miniko, Shavarin Shalashin is the Ishait. According Birio Rishino Avo Bishnio, in other words, when do we say Dain Shaiton Sheroaso, if Birio Rishino in the first 3 years after missing Frienes, but suppose it was already this, she missed 3 periods, Frienes, and then she had a Rie, and then she had another Rie. So since it's not the first Rie after missing Frienes, then she's like a regular woman and is mitar meisleis. Avo bishnia mitar meisleis, vimroaso vishino meines, arashnio daishaita, but suppose the first one, there was a special reason as to why she's so down. And then the second is really the first without a special reason to sit down. So then the second one is Daishad. Rash. Hachomim Daishad at Chav Dalet Chedesh Shuzman Anoka Satimei. So according to Hachomim, it's a aloche that a Muberes. So that a Miniko. So is Daishad for duration of 24 months. Why 24 hours? Because Bisman Chazal, that was the general practice. General practice. Even though today, women, even the nursing women, don't nurse for 2 years. But since Bisman Chazal, so they nursed for 2 years, so merely that was the Takonis Chachom, after all, it's only with the Rabbonon. So that was the Takonis Chachom. So, Shavuot so at Chol Tzchish is man no kastening morgen for Steine Shavuot shel Rosa shel Shin in Fall mit Mai so mach und die Knosten in Fall mit Mai kol ich scho war din Yaldo und der ist ni kabel auf alle lo ju poli kader plazmat ne kame do mal lil mu beres da ti shaito mi shi di vola uber und mi ni kam mi shne ran. In other words, Rebbeza holds that Muberes without missing Frienes is Daishait. And the Miniko without missing Frienes is Daishait. Birio Rishenes Shros Apsula Muberes Yaskin Lahashroshinis Avabishnio Mitam Meisleis Shalachosol Kadmusol Yisdom Mitzrim Bom Tanya Ombulei Rebbeza. Omule Rebbe Lezel Rabbi Yeshua Ato li shamato ani shamati Ato li shamato el achas. Rabbi Yeshua said that he only heard about Psulo, that is Daishaito. He didn't hear about the other three categories of women Daishaito. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't hear ani shamati Ato li shamato el achas va ni shamate habei. In English, Michel Yores, Achidesh Yovivioid, El Michelau Koyomo, El Michelau. So, in other words, whom do we tell to testify? And the reason for it, the one who saw, the one who didn't see, so he'll not be asked to testify. All right, you didn't hear, so you didn't hear, but I heard. Koyomo of Shora Blazer, Oye Isin Kirabi Yeshua. In other words, the only makil the Chachomim pasken like Rabbi Yeshua, that only Psulo is Daishaito, but the other three categories of women is not Daishaito, but then Lahapti Rose is Rab Lezer, Helze Rabbi Yeshua is Adobal Yeshne. So then, in other words, so Rabbi Yeshua himself is step pasken like Rab Lezer. So Rab Lezer Bechai of my time away, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua pasken like Rab Lezer in the lifetime of Rab Lezer? Mishum de Rab Lezer shamutei. Now, so there are two shot in shamuti. Let's see. A name of Mishal Roy as a Hiddish or Yoichro shamutei loshen shamte, because the Gemara in Bomitzia mentions that there was once a machleket between Rab Lezer and the Chachomim about connection with Tanor Achnoye. So the Reif Chachomim or Romdu Minyan, and they overruled him. And Rab Lezer was mechuyev to succumb, but for some reason Rab Lezer did not succumb. The Gemara mentions that he even said, Nashomayim Yechicho, and the Paschal said, Halochek Rab Lezer, and still Rab Lezer did not succumb. So the Ominari, why Rab Lezer did it? That's a kind of question, how he did it. But Rab Lezer was so convinced that, well, the pshat is, because of there is Halocha Fachir Rabin Latis. And then we have to explain, how did Rab Lezer act like this? There is Halocha of Fachir Rabin Latis. So what is Nach Rabin Latis? If there is Gemayne Dechot, a Vikuach between Chachonim, and the Rav Chachonim have one opinion, and one Chochem has another opinion. And if the one Chochem who has another opinion mentions his Tainus, his Svoras, to the Rav Chachonim, and the Rav Chachonim, they reject his Svoras, and they tell him why they reject. Even though that Chochem, let's say like Rab Lezer, he's convinced that he's right and they are not right, so he's mechuyev to mevatel his day. That's based upon the Halacha of Lisoso Mikol Adoro, Ashi Yagidu L'chol Yomim Ushmei. תעתירה שירוך ועמית אשר אין לו חוטסת לא יסוסו מן הדובר שיגיד לו חיון ונשמר. So this three says אשר יסוסו מן הדובר שיגיד לו חיון ונשמר אפילו כשאמרים לכו על ימין שהוא סמל ועל סמל שאים. Even when בזנה גודל tells the חוכן something that in the mind of the חוכן it's like saying I'm right that is left and left that he's right. In other words, he's so convinced that they are making it toys. So he's mechuyev to mevatel his day. That's the roshim in this effect. The Yerushalmim here says, v'sosom et l'adov asher yagid loch yom yusmeil kishem lecho al yimin shil yimin v'al smeil shu smeil v'loi kishem emrim al yimin shu smeil. Just the reverse. So there is a steer. There is a steer between the three and the ocean. So the Ramban, just the Ramitzvah, gives the terrace. No, that's not it. I thought it's the first Holy Ramban that tells the Sefer HaMitzvahs in it. Alright. So the Ramban, the Ramban, the Asoges, that's an, I think, in the first Sheirash of the Ramban. So the Ramban says as follows. Suppose Bez Nagodu Paskins, the Trinu is Muta. In the West, how is it possible Bez Nagodu Paskins, such giants, they should make such a mistake? No, it doesn't mean that they pasken just chilef is mutar. They pasken that a certain type of chilef is mutar. We have such a machlokes geshein in regard to the chilef shetachas ha-kriso. Now it's the chilef that is beneath the lining of the stomach, of the first stomach in the behin. So most Rishonim say that is, there is a chi, of course. Rabbi Yehiel says it's mutar lechatchil to be so we pasken it's also, but Rabbi Yehiel pasken that it's mutar. So in Rhineland he was the Morad Asre, so even the days of the Ramor they were naked heter in chilef shetachas ha-kriso. Because of that it's called chilef Rhineland. Chilef Rhineland. So we have a machlokes geshein. So why couldn't it be possible that Beznab Godel paskent like Rabbi Yehiel that chilef shetachas ha-kriso is mutar? And then one chochem, he's convinced that Beznab Godel made a mistake. So, at the very outset, he's not allowed to be makir like the Talmud Chochem, who is convinced Chilef Shetachas HaKriso is also. So he's not allowed to be mevatel his day and be neig heter and Chilef Shetachas HaKriso, Chas V'Shol. So then the Yerushalmi applies. Lissosom, the Torah says, Lissosom, Kodor HaShem Kiduach Yom Mishmeir, Kishenim lechol yimin shu yimin val smil shu smil. In other words, when Bez Nagodol passes, and a certain person doesn't know that in himself, he doesn't know. So then he has to act according to the psak of Bez Nagodol. But if he's a Talmud Chochem, and he knows that in yet, and he feels that the deal is not like Bez Nagodol, then he cannot rely on the psak of Bez Nagodol. So, the Torah says, "Lisoso kishein lochal yimin shu yimin al smil shu smil." I mean, this is a subjective thing. I mean, when is it yimin shu yimin, and when is it in the beginning of yimin shu smil? In other words, if subjectively one Jew thinks that it's possible that Bez Nagodol is right, but he doesn't know. So then it's yimin shayimin. But if he's convinced that it's not the way Bez Nagodol passed, then it's yimin, subjectively, it's yimin shayimin. He's not allowed to rely on the psak. But he should try to come to Bez Nagodol and to submit his taanos and tell them why he is convinced that chilef raines, chilef shetachas ha-kriso is osa. And then if the Bez Nagodol hears his tainus, his voice, and they reject it, and they are deichet, and they tell him exactly why they are deichet, even though he still is convinced that he is right, and not they, then the halacha in Sefri applies. And he has to say, then we say, afilu kish, so at first the outset the halacha of the Yerushalmi applied. But after he submitted his tainus, his voice, his arguments to Bez Nagodol, and Bez Nagodol refuted them, and they told him exactly why they refute his, why they reject his tainus, his voice, then he's mechuyev to mevatel his deye, and then the droshe in the Sefri applies. So in other words, that means that once Bez Nagodol passes, even if Lapishmai is Galye, that on an ideal level Bez Nagodol made a mistake on an ideal level, but since Bez Nagodol passed, so there's the dinator, as the Chinuch points out, because the Torah is given lifi das chacham, lifi das chachmi ador. So, mele, but still, there is a aloche the tiv bezna godel paskins chilev his mutter, the also reiva tzibor al pien, then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to bring a korb. Someone of shech, why do they have to bring a korb? Korb you bring as a kapore for an aver. What kind of aver? If they paskins chilev reines his mutter, so he does mutter. Even though klapishmai is galie, that an ideal level, the aloche should have been the other way, but since they made their judgment, so that's the aloche. So the Rebishon gave the Torah according to the day of the judgment of the Chachmei Ador of Bez Nagod. So why should they bring a call? They didn't do any avir. The answer is true that when Bez Nagod he makes it, or even though on the ideal level it is not, it shouldn't have been that way, but I feel I'll mean shoes mail, but that's only Bez Nagod ultimately is not Chizer from Mitzvah. But if Bez Nagod later on realizes that they made a mistake, so then the Chazore nullifies retroactively the Eroye, and then it means that Aloch is not like that, so it's an Avera, that's why they have to bring it home. So Mele, that's the reason as why Rebbe Lezer persevered in his insistence that Tanur Achnoi, Chot Kochulis, so Rebbe Lezer Mitaya, Vachachomim Mitamim, Chachomim Mitamim, why, but after all, and they rejected his voice, so he should have been mevatel his day, because I feel I know how he means his mail about mentioning. The answer is the blesser was so convinced that ultimately all the Chachomim who rejected his voice will be chaser and they'll acknowledge that he was right, then it will be mevatel in Afreya his day. Some mele, he was not even an achirav lahatis, but he made a mistake. The chachomim were not chazer, and that's why the chachomim were minadehim. Kedei shel yeh b'machlokes b'Yisrael, not chas v'shalom Rav Lezer b'meizit acted against the Torah, but of course it was an avera b'shei, he was either achirav lahatis. So Rashi says the reason is like in the lifetime. So that was Monmach did. So he was put benidu because of the Machlekes in Tanur Achnoi. But because of that, so in the lifetime, Rabbi Yeshua didn't pass in like Rabbi Lezer, that all the Dalet Noshim, so he's dying Shaiton, because he was benidu. לא ששמתי שהרפיחו כדם רינון ביעזוב כדם רינון ביעזוב הילקח ויעבדינון כפסאי בחיים תיסווה שמותו פיר שרשי שבחו בחו means needle, so it's a euphemistic expression, it means the reverse, not broche, because needle involves glory. Because the mistome lo yamaske lo shishamti u mai se gufe di perekazov in the maske lo shibroch. So in other words, we see that when they were menadim, so the Gemara doesn't say menadim because it wouldn't be for the covet of such a great person as Rav Lezer to say the Omenadim, even though the Omenadim, he had to do it. So they use the euphemistic expression. How is it here they don't use the euphemistic expression? And they say Shamute, Mamsh. Upireish, Hamiltam, the Rashbam, the Shamutei, Haine, the Havu, Mitalmide, Sham. So in other words, Shamute, because he was Bisham. So that's why in the lifetime they didn't pass him like that. Alright. Bisova or so what? If it was Benidu, so and if it was Mitalmidu Bishamai, so what? But here the Aloha was like him. סודי סובר, יבדים כפוסי בחודי, יבדים כפוסי בחרנאיס. ומשמפרידי דרבלזר, לא ימוצינו מאחינם בו. לאח הפטרות של רבלזר, דמוצינו מאחינם בו, הרזרס הדובל יש. אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמואל, הלוכה כרבלזר בארבע. So in four halachas, the halacha is like Rebbeleza. Even though Rebbeleza was shamute, whatever the pshat is, still in four halachas we pass like Rebbeleza. Chode de amor, in regard to the question whether only psulo is daishaito, or all the four categories of noshim, so we pass like Rebbeleza. Vichode ויידוך, the second one, המקשה תמותיש בביתיזובו, מייס לייס. In other words, there is such a thing as false labor pay. Now there is a loche that במייזיבה דמקש היסטוריה. במייזיבה. So, only if it is ממש, because דומו מחמס עצמו, דומו מחס לודו. But if the keishi is not real keishi, puyas, so then she is tome. So kamotish bevitezovo meisleis. So Ablezer says, if she sodam the keishi, and then there was 24 hours of comfort. And then, after 24 hours of comfort, intervening between the keishi, between the dam and the lady, she gave birth. So then, it determines retroactively that the keishi was false labor pay. Some mele, it's not dam achas lodo, only when it's real labor pay. So it's dam achas lodo, it's toyem meisiv. But if it's false labor pay, so then it's not a machmas blood or some mele, she is male. So Rabbi Yeshua says Kilili Shabbos, V'yemi. But Rabbi Yeshua says just 24 hours, it doesn't have to be Kilili Shabbos, V'yemi. So there we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Hamikashe kamatish it is all misleis, the Rabbi Yeshua. V'aloche kidvorov. Hamikashe rash, hamikashe machmas lab, v'zirad osu yeim, shvinu nide. Because of the only two Mikhalim Rasadam, the canon is all Mahashai, she may kiss your return to the king, the carbon, the six years is the domain, the shim, the excusim, the Mahasas, Mahas lad, the soft some Nasajam, the great Sala, Hashish Yamim, the old Mizgaladol, Mafreyash, the bad, the Mahmas at lad, but he let us be Zay, but Srioshi Nikin Livad, you may to us lady, but Srioshi Nikabone, Sahot, וזהי באחות הלידה וחמותיש בתמי ותנוח מצער הלך השלישי של קיישי ותעזוב למפרה מחס הקיישי מישראל עם סוף סוף מחס יסיים זהו עד קייס מוחו יקלמי מעליו משמדלת עבר וצים נגידים זו דומו פולק הבישוע ליותרת נסקוסים נגוייז מחלקס אנדרפרה בצוין רבלזר הבישוע בין לקייס סופוז שיסו דם בקיישי Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the third day, so she becomes a big daily. She comes as a big daily, 3 years in succession. At 12 o'clock, she saw dam. And then at 12 o'clock, after she saw dam bikesi, she had relief, and she started to have comfort from 12 o'clock noon Tuesday till 12 o'clock noon Wednesday, and then at 2 o'clock she gave birth to a child. So according to Rablezer, she is Izove. Because Izove. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be a Kilili Shabbos V'yeme, only if she'll have the baby after the sunset of Wednesday. But if she'll have the baby before the sunset, so you don't have of Kilili Shabbos V'yeme, So then, she's not Yeledes, so then she's it's Toya. So we pass like a blessing. The Yidoch, And the third aloha, like Reb Lezer, is Hazove Hazove Shebotratz when Yimrishim Umotzu Toir Yimshvi Umotzu Toir Ushra Yom Libotku Reb Lezer Imaril Vechaskastare Reb Yeshua Imer Inlan Yimrishim Imashvi Bilvat Reb Akiva Imer Inlan Yimishvi Bilvat. So we have a threefold machlekes between Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, and Reb Akiva. And we passed Vitanya Rab Shim Rab Yeisim and Nirindi Rab Lazam Divrab Yishua Vidiv Rab Kuva Midvere Kulon Avla Loche Ki Rab Lazar Lazar. So in other words, a threefold machlekes. In other words, Izav, Izove have to make bdikas. So Izav and Izove, so they have lechatchila, they have to make two bdikas every day. Every day in the morning and before Shkia. But the Evet is not Me'akiv. Two Bdikas every day. So how many Bdikas are Me'akiv the Evet? So every 3-4 Machlokes. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Evet only Yimrishin Yimshvi is Me'akiv. And then there is a Machlokes Amroim, whether it means both or Yimrishin is enough without Ibdiki Yimshvi, and Yimshvi Ibdiki Yimshvi is enough without Ibdiki Yimrishin. All right. But that's all that is Me'akiv. And Rabbi Yeshua says, suppose a Zove, she saw Dam on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So she became a Zove daily. And then she made a Hefsek Tahara on Tuesday before Shkia. And then she made the bdike on Wednesday. And then the following Tuesday. But on the other day, she didn't make any bdike. So she can go to Tfilah the night after Tuesday, and she's Muteras Lebaila. Rabbi Yeshua says, since she made bdikes on Wednesday and then the following Tuesday, so she has to count 5 extra days. So in other words, so she has 2 days only, but she has to count 7 days. So in middle she cannot go to Tefillah Tuesday night, but she has to count 5 more days: Wednesday, Thursday, the following Wednesday, the following Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And then Sunday night she can go to. Strange. After all, there is halacha that she has to count Zayin Nekiyim in succession, not Ritzufim. Here, Ritzufim it has to be. And not if it's not in succession, so that's not a count. Here she'll have the Wednesday, the first Wednesday, and then the following Tuesday, and then 5 days in succession. So not all the 7 days are in succession. So how is it good? All right, it's cash. But that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, since she made a bdike only on Wednesday and following Tuesday, so only 1 day is counted, the following Tuesday. And then she'll have to count 6 more days. So, Rabbi Akiva, we understand. So that's why Bitanya Rabbi Rabbi Yisim and Mifrin Divir Rabbi Lazam Dero Yeshua Vidivir Rabbi Akiva Midivir Kulon. Because Rabbi Akiva is very mistaken. Avol Halocha Ki Rabbi Lazam. Now, this we have to understand. So Rabbi Lazam, we understand. Monefshach. Misra Shvor, we should say like Rabbi Akiva. There's a Halocha has to make every day. So if she made the bdike only on the first day and the second day, so only the 7 day can be counted, and the other days cannot be counted. All right. And Rabbi Lezer, you also understand, because it's only the Rabbonon that he has to make a bdike every day. So Mele, if made tubdikes, romdike, I mean. So memele, the eved, it's not even marketing rabbi. But Rabbi Yeshua has to be explained. What is it? Monefshach. If it is market the eved, so how can there be a tzilf of 5 days in succession and 2 days not in succession? How can there be? So, the thesis of Rosh says, Rabbi Yeshua imeir imre mirishin v'yim shvi, v'nira de Rabbi Yeshua sovak rabbles, t'loi boyis v'um lifanein. It doesn't have to be a dike every day. But, umid rabbonon koma, so meile, since it's only mid rabbonon, so in other words, on the raisa level, Rabbi Yeshua is also made it, that she doesn't have to count 5 extra days. But Rabbi Yeshua holds me the Rabbonon, she has to count 5 extra days, even the Eved. Some Mary is no kasha, but it's not Ritzufit. Because me the Rai say it is Ritzufit, but only Rabbonon, so the Chachon.